Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and who you play in the show.
Anand Nagraj, I play Jafar in Disney's Aladdin.
Yes, Disney's Aladdin, the hit Broadway musical, which is now doing a national tour, and it's coming through the National Theater, the Historic Theater, here in Washington, D.C. It's going to run April 19th through the 30th, so get your tickets now. Hey, thank you so much for taking the time to join us this morning.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
All right. So it's almost needless to say, but because we've all seen the Disney movie, I saw the Broadway show as well. So like most people know the story, but just so I have a, you know, soundbite for the radio, tee us up the basic premise of, you know, this, you know, diamond in the rough and the journey he goes on.
Sure. So there's a guy who's really down on his luck, making some poor life choices. And he stumbles upon, you know, the thing that we all wonder about, if we could have any wish we could possibly desire granted to us. And he gets three of them. And so we follow Aladdin along as he, you know, figures his way out and, you know, ultimately becomes, you know, you might say like a better person, the person he is supposed to be.
Absolutely. And when did you, on a personal note, when did you discover it? Because I was a kid when the 1992 animated movie came out. But how about you? What was your exposure to either the movie or the 2011 Broadway musical? Or, you know what I mean? What was your exposure to Aladdin?
Well, I was at prime Disney age when the movie came out. I think I was either 8 or 9 years old. Perfect. And so for me, Aladdin like was my Disney movie, you know, not least of all because the characters were all people who kind of looked like me. And that was, I don't think I clocked at the time how big of a thing that was for me to see people who looked like me or animated characters who looked like me up on the screen. And yeah, I just ate it up. My mom, when I booked this job, she dug through the attic and she found, she had saved all these years, the old Jafar, I think it was from a McDonald's Happy Meal, action figure. Nice. So I've got him now. He tours around with me.
Yeah, the original the guy, the voice that originally played Jafar in the movie, what was his name?
Jonathan Freeman. Yeah.
He was the Jafar when I saw it on Broadway. He came back and did the Broadway show. So that's really cool. Obviously I don't want to say big shoes to fill, but it kind of is, but you know, making it your own, you're going to make it your own, you know. How do you sort of do with that? I'm sure that voice performance lives in your brain all the time. Like you said, you grew up with it. So how is it, how do you like try to pay homage to it, but also, you know, do your own thing with it?
Absolutely big shoes to fill. And it's, you know, an honor to get to do it. And I can't think of any other performer who has done that, who's taken an animated performance and then made it a live performance, which is just a very cool thing. But for me, it's what I love about it is I have this wonderful template of the animated movie, and not just the vocal performance, but also the way that Jafar is drawn and the way that he moves on screen, that, you know, I'm never going to be a cartoon. I'm never going to be an animated character, but I can take from that, and that definitely informs what I do. So it's, rather than feeling a huge burden or a huge feeling very nervous about filling those shoes, it's really just a wonderful thing to have that as my kind of true north, you know.
Absolutely. And your sidekick Iago, you know, sadly we lost Gilbert Gottfried in the last couple years here.
Yeah.
Just iconic stuff. Who's Iago in this production? Who's your sidekick here?
So, spoiler alert, sorry to all the fans out there. Iago is not a parrot in our production. Iago is a very human sidekick, but it's such a wonderful interplay. The actor who plays Iago is Aaron Choi, and we have a wonderful dynamic. We're on stage together the whole time. It's an awesome 1-2 punch.
I love it. Dish on your other co-stars, you know, who plays Aladdin, Jasmine, and of course the famous, you know, Robin Williams genie role. I mean, man, these are just like these when you get cast in any of those roles, it must just be like, you know, a lifelong dream come true. You know, we've all sang those songs and now they get to play them. But yeah, dish on your co-stars for a second.
Yeah, I mean, it's a humbling thing to be show up and be in everybody's presence because everybody is so talented. Our Aladdin is played by Adi Roy. Our Jasmine is Senzel Amari. And Marcus Martin plays the genie. And everybody is just absolutely fantastic. The wonderful thing about the show is, you know, we all have our ingrained memories of that original movie from 92. But there's also all this other material that, you know, if all you know is that, you will have never seen before. And so I think for all of us, we also have a lot of extra room to kind of find our own way apart from the scenes and songs that we all know and love.
Yeah, and speaking of that, tell us about some of the new numbers that got added for the Broadway version that are now in the, I mean, we can, in a second, I'd love to go into some of the, you know, the fan favorite, the Disney songs from the movie too. Absolutely. But yeah, let's start with the new additions.
So one of the big things that I get to do every night is wait in the wings for my entrances. And while I do, I get to watch some of these amazing songs. One of my favorites, because I just get to sit there through the whole thing and just watch it, is Aladdin has a number towards the top of the show called Proud of Your Boy that he's singing to his mother who has recently passed. And it's such a beautiful song, and Adi performs it so brilliantly. That's a big highlight for me from among the stuff that you won't recognize from the original film.
Cool. And that was Howard Ashman, because Ashman died in like 91. So how does he get the song credit on it? Or maybe did it not make the cut of the animated movie? I was curious.
That is the mythology is that, you know, Ashman and Menken wrote it for the original film. And when you hear it, it'll be like, how did this not wind up in the movie? But, you know, the way that the movie was flowing, they didn't have time or space for it. And, you know, we're the beneficiaries now. It's really beautiful. It's really, honestly, it's such a gorgeous song.
Man, what were Alan Menken and Howard Ashman eating for breakfast? The songs in so many movies, it's just unbelievable. They wrote like most of the great Disney songs ever, all in like a, I don't know, 5-year span or something. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a real treasure trove. It's an amazing catalog. Yeah,
absolutely. Well, let's go into some of the treasure trove that's in this show. Talk about how does your genie perform Friend Like Me? I mean, again, Robin Williams, how do you even top that? But it's such a just joyous, exuberant song and dropping pop culture references. It's just all over the place. But talk about how that unfolds in this show.
It is, you know, the phrase tour de force is like all that comes to mind. It is a nonstop, and it's a fairly long song. So when you consider what he's doing for all of that time, it is incredible what Marcus does. And also what our brilliant and wonderful ensemble does. I think that the real star of our entire show is our ensemble, who is, you know, singing and dancing and playing parts throughout. And they are essentially who are creating the city of Agrabah and the Cave of Wonders. And Friend Like Me is a particularly cool showcase for all of them.
Absolutely. And I'm sure Prince Ali is another big one, because that's when Aladdin gets to, you know, move from sort of the street rat, as they say, the pauper, and pretend that he's this famous prince for a while, riding in on an elephant or whatever. But how is it visually produced here on presented on stage?
It is a parade of people. It's very cool. Obviously, it showcases Marcus's performance as the genie quite a lot. He's kind of front and center.
Doing different voices.
but again, it's you know, the ensemble is just filling the stage and doing these remarkable things that, you know, I don't know how any human being can dance like that and also sing beautifully at the same time, but they do.
Absolutely. And real quick, does your character do sort of that you know, a reprise of Prince Ali, or what do you know, and I'm thinking of the big Jafar number in the movie. Do you get what is it called? Is it called Prince Ali again, or is it a different
name? It is. Yeah, I have a big 11 o'clock number there. But also in this stage production, Jafar has a big number earlier in the show called Diamond in the Rough. It's very fun to get to, you know, do all of the comic bits that I have with Aaron as Iago, you know, our kind of two-person scenes. And then we also get this great song together in the first act.
Awesome. I would assume that's probably, if I remember, it's like right before Friend Like Me. It's before, like, around the Cave of Wonder stuff.
It's right before, right as we're going to the cave. That's right.
Yeah, when you're going to trick poor Aladdin and Abu and the magic carpet to go down in that Cave of Wonder. You dastardly villain, you.
What a bad guy.
What a bad guy. and of course, the big show-stopping number, one of the greatest probably movie songs of all time, and I'm sure it translates to the stage as well, A Whole New World. Talk about how, you know, audiences must just, I mean, I was going to say sing along, but probably not, because they're just going to be so awestruck. They probably would be speechless just watching the carpet fly around, right?
I mean, it's a truly remarkable thing to see on stage. And also, you know, I think there's also the part of it where everybody's just kind of caught up in the story. You know that that big song is coming, but it's also, we are so rooting for Aladdin and Jasmine at that moment that it is, you know, you want to cheer, but also you want to stay quiet so you can hear every word. All responses are okay, but it's a beautiful moment. It's a beautiful moment.
It really is. And it holds a special place in my heart because my twin brother and I, at a pageant show in high school, got on a carpet and were pulled around stage singing that to each other. So I'll always love that song. Back to the show. How about anything else we haven't hit? I mean, is there any visual, you know, well, I guess we've sort of talked about the visuals and the different numbers, but how about, like, just in general, like the costumes and the sets? Like, are we there in Agrabah? Are we, you know what I mean? Like, it's got to be a feast for the eyes, right?
Absolutely. The costumes are gorgeous. The sets are beautiful. There's some awesome projection work. It's really just, apart from how cool the story is, just as a theatrical experience, it's something that you don't want to miss.
I love it. All right. Well, I have plenty to work with, but every time I have someone on, I always like to hear sort of their personal journey, you know, like, where'd you grow up? How'd you get into musicals? You know what I mean? Like, how'd you get bit by the proverbial bug there?
Sure. I took what I assume is kind of a traditional path to it. You know, I did like the high school musicals and stuff. I went to college and I didn't really have any aspiration or knowledge that I was going to be doing this. And it became, I auditioned for a play and it kind of became my community. And then,
what town did you grow up in? What city?
So I grew up in, Yorktown, Virginia.
Okay.
And I went to school in Richmond at the University of Richmond.
Gotcha. So I can use a semi-local angle here. I can say sort of, you know, Virginia, that works.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And you know, it's just something that I kind of took to, and as it went on, I all of a sudden was, you know, getting paid a little money to do it. And then it kind of became my full-time job. And so it was a gradual realization that this was my life.
Well, it must be a dream come true getting to do this. I mean, it's like one of, if you can't tell, it's one of my favorite Disney movies and musicals.
Yeah.
And I'm sure for you too. I mean, like, You said you were what, 8? So I would have probably, yeah, I was born in 84. Yeah, I was 8 as well. So yes, yeah, we were, this was our jam.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, well, thank you so much for joining us. Close out final seconds with pretend I'm not even here, like, to, you know, reach through the speakers and talk directly to our DC listeners and just say like, hey, DC, come on out to Aladdin at National Theater. You're going to have a good time.
Hey, DC, we cannot wait to see you next week and the week after, April 19th through 30th, at the National Theater for Disney's Aladdin.
Thank you so much. It's going to be so much fun. Everybody, get your tickets now. No excuse. You got to go out. All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.